then we have some really nice other herbs over here. Some fresh oregano is all growing here. There's also some. She has some really nice. Yeah, some really nice other. These are some edible flowers. They are called nasturtiums. So you can actually eat these flowers. Put them on top of your salads or on top. We put them on top of her birthday cake, so. These are actually Buddhahan lemons. You can see that. These are the Buddhahan lemons. Right here is some fresh thyme, which is another lovely herb that you can put into your food. Thyme has a very healing oil. It's actually good. It's a good antiviral oil, just like oregano.
On today's Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, we are excited to be back with the much sought-after eco-green, raw, and living food chef, Dina Knight. She is the founder and executive chef of Greenivore and Living Health Incorporated, where she and her team prepare scrumptious uncooked meals for celebrities and interested individuals seeking for more vitality. One can say that Chef Dina Knight's specialty rests in advocating plant-based whole foods for optimal health and environmental sustainability. She herself was transformed on this vegan diet, shedding over 115 pounds and slimming off 16 inches from her waistline. Chef Dina also travels around the United States on speaking tours to connect with individuals and groups through workshops and consultations that enable them to achieve happier and healthier lives. On this first of a two-part special, she will speak about the benefits of probiotics and demonstrate how to make sauerkraut.
Hi, I'm Chef Dina Knight of Greenivore, and today I'm going to be sharing with you a recipe that will allow you to get these beneficial probiotics or beneficial bacteria into your diet in a way that's inexpensive and tastes delicious. Now for this recipe, all you're really going to need for the very basic recipe is basically some cabbage. Now I have two varieties of cabbage here, both the red cabbage and the green cabbage, and these go beautifully together and create a beautiful color to your sauerkraut, which you'll see at the end. In addition to that, all you really need is some salt. And what I have here is some Himalayan crystal salt. You could also use a high quality sea salt or Celtic sea salt. Those still have the minerals intact, unlike traditional table salt. So, what you're going to do is start with your green cabbage, and you're going to want to go ahead and cut it in half, so you're going to need a nice sharp knife. And then inside you can see it has this stem here, so you're going to want to cut that stem out. So what we'll do is we'll go ahead and cut it again in half. Now we've got this stem, and what you can do is just kind of cut at an angle on both sides. And that'll help pull that right out. So we'll go ahead and de-stem the cabbage. That part's pretty tough to chew, and for this recipe, we want to have pretty even shreds, so ideally you would get rid of the stem part. Okay, now once you have your cabbage cut, you have a couple options. Either you can continue to use your knife, like a good sharp knife, and you could cut this maybe even smaller, or you can just kind of watch your fingers, make a claw-like hand, and cut in thin shreds down the cabbage. Now, if you're making a big batch of sauerkraut and you've got 10 cabbages you've got to process, this could take a while. So, in that case, I would suggest probably using your food processor with the slicing disc on there to make it a lot easier job. So, for the food processor, you're going to want to make sure that you cut it into a size that's going to be able to fit into the chute of your food processor. So, I'm just going to go ahead and cut these in half. So in addition to using a knife, another option is to actually use your food processor. This is just a Cuisinart, maybe 10-cup food processor. But really, you could use any food processor that has a slicing disc. Most of them come with some type of stem, so you just attach your stem to the slicing disc, and then you're going to put it into your food processor. So you're basically going to take your cut-up cabbage, and you're going to put it inside your food processor's feed chute, and then use your pusher to just push it right through. This will allow you to process a lot of cabbage very quickly. So then, once you finish processing all of your cabbage in your food processor, just simply take the lid off. And then get your large bowl, and you can go ahead and fill that up. So if you have any large pieces, you can take those out, and then you can process those individually or cut them into smaller pieces, so it'll make it all very even. So I'm going to continue making the rest of our cabbage until we have our bowl full, and I'll show you how to do the massage, which is really important to getting really tasty sauerkraut. So now I'm going to cut up my red cabbage. Now, red cabbage and green cabbage are very good cancer fighters. They're full of antioxidants, and so they're excellent addition to anyone's diet, whether you are just trying to heal from, you know, any kind of disease, or even if you want to lose weight. And one of the primary reasons why adding these fermented foods to your diet is so good for you is because it helps to balance our beneficial bacteria. So I'm going to go ahead and cut through our red cabbage. If you have some outer leaves on your cabbage, which I've already reserved our outer leaves from our previous cabbage, is you can save those because they're really helpful when we go to actually create the sauerkraut. So make sure you reserve those before you cut into your cabbage. So we're going to go ahead and process our red cabbage now, or purple cabbage. And then once you have your cabbage finished, then you're going to put it all together in your bowl. It's got a beautiful color. And whenever the red and the green mix together, or the purple and the green mix, you have this kind of pink sauerkraut that comes out at the very end because of the beautiful purple color in this cabbage. What we're going to need to do is to add salt, and we'll start our massage process. So the next thing that we do after we've got all of the cabbage in the bowl is to get our salt, make sure that we have clean hands, and then we're going to apply the salt over the cabbage. This is optional. If you don't want to do the salt, you don't have to, but it helps to kind of bring out and helps to break down the cell wall of the cabbage, which can be a little bit tough. And it adds a little bit of additional seasoning. In combination with the massage and the salt, for instance, it really makes the cabbage very soft and malleable and really tasty. So I'd recommend if you don't do that, that maybe use a little bit of lemon juice or just a tiny bit of salt, and then just work your hands into a deep tissue massage, because that's really the important part. Basically, work your hands into this kneading position, just like if you were giving somebody a deep tissue massage. This is actually the most important part, in my opinion, of getting the cabbage to be the right consistency for making the sauerkraut. And so you're going to continue kneading the cabbage. You're going to watch it shrink down, and it will get softer. It might start to change color a little bit. It'll become more malleable. It won't be so crunchy like it is right now. So this process may take up to a half hour, depending on how much cabbage you got. And you may want to do it in batches. To help the process along, you could also add a little bit of water, because basically you're trying to get that water to come out of the cabbage. That will start to form what we call the brine, which is a really important part of making sauerkraut, is creating a liquid base so that the cabbage is covered with that whenever you actually go to set it up into either the crock pot or the jar, which I'll show you in a little bit. Eventually, you'll start getting liquid coming out of it. Can you see that? I mean, that's a lot of liquid that starts coming out of this cabbage. That's why the salt and the massage really helps to break down that cell wall, which will make it more digestible and which will allow the natural fermentation products that are on the outside of the cabbage leaves to break down the cabbage and the sugars that are in the cabbage into lactic acid, which will allow it to help to generate those good probiotics that we're looking for. So you're just going to keep doing that until it's really nice and soft to your hands. And if you are really short on time, optionally, you could also take some of your cabbage and put it into the food processor, maybe process a little bit of that with your S-blade, and add a bit of water to help with the process. But I've just noticed, like, when you do this deep tissue massage on the cabbage, you get the best tasting sauerkraut.
Earth Embracing viewers, thank you for your company today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Please join us Friday for part 2 of Sauerkraut and the Benefits of Probiotics with Chef Dina Knight. May your day be filled with bright rainbows and sweet-smelling flowers. Visit Chef Dina Knight at greenivore.com and elivinghealth.com for more green-going recipes and tips for a healthy life.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.